What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Woman Be Healed podcast, the podcast all about acknowledging the opportunity to heal, harnessing the power of forgiveness by leaning on God and community. I'm your host, Rashonda Powell. Feeling so deep in my feelings.
What's up, y'all? How y'all week been treating y'all so far? How has 2023 been treating y'all so far? We want to know how it's been treating me. I've been in my feelings. Y'all, lately I've been struggling with my feelings. And I'm sure it's a whole lot of y'all that can relate to just having some tough times, whether it be last year, right now, a few years or weeks back, or just yesterday. Nobody is exempt from calamity. My thing, though, is so crazy how your feelings can drive so much of you in the middle of those tough times and even while you're doing good. It's so interesting how your feelings can not only affect your mood, but your whole rationale. It's just so funny how we can allow our feelings and our emotions to dictate our decision making in a way that it drives impulsivity, irrational thinking, you know, those actions that don't align with our character or beliefs. Feelings can drive how we allow our emotions to affect where we go in life or where we don't go. Or just using a feeling as an example, how can we let a feeling such as, say, anger drive us to hold on to rage and unforgiveness? If y'all don't know by now, listen, I looked up a definition for this episode, and what y'all will get to find out, I will look up a word, okay? Feelings. What's the definition? Feelings is an emotional state or beliefs. Now, it has another definition of the capacity or belief to experience physical sensations, but we're not going to talk about that feeling. We're going to talk about the emotional state or beliefs, that definition of feelings. First off, do y'all have any preconceived notions about feelings? And before you answer, just be a FYI that preconceived notions can come from where you grow up, to what you listen to, social media, your culture. It can even come to down to how your mother or your father talks to you, like in the privacy of your own home. And if y'all are still saying like, no, Rashonda, I'm a monk and I have examined myself and threw away all of my preconceived notions, even down to the hidden ones. Listen, sis, I believe you. But hear me out for the ones that do. Maybe y'all have heard some that I'm about to drop on y'all. So, boom. Crying is a sign of weakness. Anxiety and depression are attention-seeking behaviors. If you feel any sort of doubt, you lack faith. Your feelings are not reliable and not logical. Those are preconceived notions. Now, saying those, do they seem familiar? I know to me they do. And let me be the one to say that I've experienced anxiety and depression firsthand. And baby, they are far from attention-seeking behaviors, especially since many cases, and also in my case, it was hidden. Another one, I just recently got over the notion that crying is a sign of weakness because, listen, I enjoy a good cry now. I really do. And that is for release purposes and to water my garden. I'm gonna cry if I want to, and that's on period. But for a long time, I would not allow myself to cry in front of anybody. No, ma'am. That was just for the shower, the car, or the closet, or, you know, whenever my granddaddy, God rest his soul, looked me dead in my eye and asked, what's wrong with your ass? and then told my Nina to go find out what's wrong with his baby. Okay. Those crying times was left for those moments in the dark, in the hiding place, and in the comfort of my grandma and granddaddy's home. Okay. And that's what it was. And just to speak to another one of the preconceived notions, it is more than possible to have some pessimistic thoughts, but still have mustard seed faith. So I hope y'all are feeling comfortable enough to shout y'all's out already. Okay. I done dropped mine. So feel free to drop yours. I hope I can be transparent with y'all just a little bit. And if not, baby, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Okay. Getting into these feelings. Listen, for the past few weeks, I have just been in a place where I have just been questioning, God, where do I place my feelings? Because they are literally getting on my nerves right now. I mean, all over the place, and just need to sit down somewhere because I'm at a loss on how to get them under control. Where do I place these feelings? Like, I really need to know where to place them at, because I feel like they just getting all in the way of my faith and my focus. I have a prayer journal, y'all. And honestly, I am really consistent in writing in my prayer journal, but it's more so about gratitude, though, and praying over my family and my friends, and just about how I want to be in alignment with God, like intentional prayers on my desires. But I have this problem of rarely writing in my prayer journal about problems, unless it's like in a vague sort of form. And I write it in a vague way because my objective in that standpoint is I just want me to be able to look back and say, okay, I was having a little time here, but then I find out and see how God worked it out within, you know, however many prayers after, but without going into depth of what the problem is and showing what the actual struggle may have been. And my whole rationale behind that was, I don't want to place my problems in a place where my faith should reside, if that makes sense. I wanted my prayer journal to be a place where I don't just complain to God, but a place where I acknowledge God and reverence Him for the good that He's done and does on a daily basis. You know, pray for my circle and pray for me to grow in Him, rather than it just be a place where I'm like continuously pouring out bad onto pages, asking God like, why this, or asking Him to constantly do this or do that just to satisfy whatever desires that may or may not align with His will. Like, that was my whole rationale behind it. And for the ones that know a little something about the Bible, y'all probably screaming at me right now, like, nah, 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 girl. And quoting scriptures like Philippians 4, where it says, pray about everything. But be real. I'm gonna be real with y'all. Me writing in my prayer journal that way, it didn't sound so bad when I just like really thought about it. And me actually thinking about it, I noticed that I was filtering and cutting out certain aspects of my journey. And me keeping my thoughts and emotions in my place of pour out, like my pour out was my prayer journal. And God, you can't touch these. That's sacred. Rather than me saying problems, you can't touch my God, because to my God, you are nothing. She just sounds so bad when you say it. But I watched my pastor on Sunday, and one of the things that he said answered one of my questions that I've been asking God, which is, where do I place my feelings? And the answer that I got from his sermon was, legit said, your feelings do not belong on a throne. And that's a place where I've been letting them rule and reign. I mean, putting him on a pedestal or a throne, so to speak, allowing my feelings to take precedence over my faith in God. That answer was so good to my spirit. Like, I love that. But to be real, it wasn't enough to satisfy my full question. Like, I wanted more because I wanted a more practical way to look at it. And I wanted to really walk in that, to not place my feelings on a throne. So I wanted more. I wanted wisdom, you know, because a fool despises wisdom. And I'm no fool, y'all. I wanted more. That answer was just the start for me. So my question turned from where do I place them to Where exactly do I place them, and how do I not let my feelings drive me, and how do I place them where they belong but still acknowledge that they're there? Because God, I'm human and these feelings are gonna come. Like, be real, God would not have given me these feelings if they didn't hold value. So what do I do with my feelings is my whole question. How do I get them in check to where they hold value but don't hold the throne, and where I can acknowledge them that they are there, but my faith kicks in like a jet alert, you know, when my feelings get tired of feeling? I need those answers. And I'm going to be plain honest with you. I feel like God wanted me to really search for those answers and not just like sit there and he just tells me certain stuff. I feel like he wanted me to really search for those answers to know what I do when my feelings get a hold of me. So I really started searching and flipping the pages of my Bible, hoping some things would jump out at me, Google searching about faith and feelings, and just plain praying. Yo, I started reading so many verses that corresponded to what my questions were. I read a verse where it says, "The word of the Lord is sharper than any two-edged sword." I read that God has an ear to my prayers and to cast all my cares on him, and he will sustain me. Yo, I read about Hezekiah being on his deathbed. And a prophet came to him to let him know, basically to get his house in order, because you about to die. And of course, Hezekiah is like most people when they find out they about to die, they're sick about to die. He prayed, but he cried his heart out to God. I mean, he cried so hard, the word says that he wept sore. I mean, he cried bad, y'all. But you know what? God heard his prayer and then sent the same prophet back to Hezekiah to tell him that I heard your prayers and I see your tears. And guess what? I'm going to heal you. And not only was he granted a few more years, God gave him 15 more years. That's 15 more years added onto Hezekiah. Y'all, feelings and emotions are okay to experience and feel. Jesus, no, we be crying. Shoot, he cried. There's a verse, John 11:35. Shortest scripture in the Bible. Jesus wept. Hebrews 5:7 talks about Jesus crying. You know, Jesus be crying too. But listen, Psalms 126:5 says, "Those who sow in tears will reap shouts of joy." Psalms 34:17, "When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles." And then, like, to turn the tables from crying and not just leaving it on that, because we have so many different feelings and emotions, it's okay to be angry sometimes, too. The world tells us to be angry and sin not. That means use your anger to fuel your passion, or use your anger to want change in the right way. You know, try not to cuss him out or pour bleach on his stuff, sis. I mean, Another emotion from anger is shouting. Like, y'all do know there's a story in the Bible where some people shouted a whole city wall down. I mean, Jericho, y'all heard of that? Bruh. Emotions are so real, and God knows that we have them. We're human. He acknowledges our emotion. He acknowledges our feelings. But it comes down to us separating our impulsivity and us separating our how we act from our feelings and just learning how to sit in it, kind of. You can sit in it sometimes, but I'm gonna end with this. Ecclesiastes 3, there is a time for everything. So take that verse how you need it. It's okay to feel, cry, shout, be angry for a little bit and build something from that. Be joyful, but don't be anxious, sis, because that's a no-no. Go pray somewhere. But acknowledge your feelings. Let God know about them. I mean, cast your cares on them. Then get up from that place. God went to a quiet place when he needed some time, but he didn't remain there. He got up. Get up. And I'ma just leave it there because I've really been struggling about my feelings and how to really grow from me just sitting in my pain and me not knowing where to go or me not knowing where to move or me just being so angry and where I am because I feel so stagnant. I shoulda, coulda, woulda, you know? And that's not okay. Because God has called us to so much greater and he knows when we're sad and he knows when we're angry and he knows when we're joyful and anxious and all these other feelings. But there's a time, there's a way for all of that. Acknowledge how you feel, but get up from it and move in it and move through it. Because guys, he's got us at the end of the day. So of course we're human feel, but just get up from there. Yeah. Thank y'all so much for rocking with me for another episode of this podcast. I am so committed to just giving y'all some hope and healing with a bunch of real. And as always, show me love on my Instagram, y'all. It's womanbeheal_podcast. And give me some topics that you would like to hear from me about. And I got you. I have some things in the works behind the scenes with this podcast and some other little things that I'm working on. And when the time comes for me to put it out there, y'all will be the first to know, of course, when it's coming and beforehand, before it pops up. So I really pray that y'all stay rocking with me, and I appreciate you more than words can explain. But that's all for today's episode, y'all. Until next time.